Hey everybody, Coach John here, back again with you today. It's a hump day, as Coach Dave would always say. It is a Wednesday. It is April 3rd, 2024. This is part two or three. Again, looking at the Daily Coach. These are talented people. There are talented people working all levels who just need the right opportunity. This came in an email, and I've seen it posted online. And there's the three pieces here. I went over the first piece yesterday. The first one was there are talented people working at all levels. The second one, and again, this is based on a connection with the Final Four basketball coaches on the men's side, and their non-traditional directions, right? Where they came from. They didn't just appear as a head coach of a successful program and boom, they're in the Final Four. The pathways that they took, very untraditional. And I think there's a lot of us that need to look back in the rearview mirror a little bit just to see where you came from and remember, hey, not only did you come back from different pathways and different non-traditional things probably, but you also had some people believing in you too. So part two of three is number two, don't be scared off by an untraditional past, right? Don't be scared off by an untraditional past. Again, look in the mirror for yourself. You probably had a few little diversions in your pathways that a lot of people might say, hey, very non-traditional, right? So when others have that, don't be scared off by that. So the Daily Coach goes on to say, we often look at lower level experience as a detriment when appointing people to various positions. But often the blue collar experiences of the past have provided some sort of edge that will serve them in the long term. We may want to rethink how we view outliers on a resume and view humble roots as a positive rather than a negative. Okay, very cool. Very short. I love it. When you look at, blue collar, hard work, non-traditional, again, another example of being under the radar. All the jobs that I had in my younger years, there was a lot of them. And I made a list of them someplace. I need to find that list and put it into my phone. Working in an ice factory for a little while. In the city of Detroit with a couple of friends. Again, neighbor, friend of my parents owned this ice factory, this company. They needed summer help every summer. And boy, was that was pretty interesting job for me. Working at a cross-country ski rental out at a state park in Michigan. We were headquartered in a barn. We had animals. We had cows. We had other animals out there, and it was winter, of course. We sold hot chocolate. We sold little snacks, but it was cold. I remember dressing in so many dang layers, and some days it didn't even help because we're, renting cross-country skis to people. I worked at a Hallmark store for a little while. Very. Just different, just non-traditional, regular mowing lawns, of course. Caddying was a big thing. The list goes on and on, babysitting. But we often look at sometimes the experience of others and we compare it to what we think they should have had, or since they didn't have this or that, we kind of look at them a little bit negatively, a little bit. We don't get to know the person. As we should, because their experiences could prove to help us in whatever profession we're in, or just as a friend, or we could help them type of thing. And there's people all over the country, all over the world that have different experiences. And it's okay, right? Untraditional paths. Who am I to think that I know the right way for everybody to get to where they're supposed to be? Who am I to think that a doctor has had to only been in medicine as previous jobs, right? Whereas they could have been athletes, they could have worked retail, they could have done all these other jobs before they got into medicine, right? Every profession, I think you if you kind of take a step back and step outside the frame to look at the different pathways that people can come to it, I think it's very interesting. They bring a lot to the table. They bring a lot to the party, so to speak, right? It's a very good cross section of experiences that somebody can bring to their current profession, right? Or to their current career. And maybe it's current, meaning it's still a stepping stone. They're getting someplace else. Okay. Don't be scared off by an untraditional past. The same thing goes, don't scare yourself. Don't get that self-talk going thinking that, you know, God, I've never done anything and blah, blah, blah. So who am I to think that I could actually do that or get certified or, you know, get a job in that area? I've never done anything like that, right? I've always had experiences in this area, right? It's the same thing with your self-talk too, right? So don't be scared off by an untraditional past, okay? Encourage others in their journey that they don't need to be scared off again by their past or others, right? I think this is just kind of cool. So again, coming at it from a basketball coaching perspective, but at the same time, this is all careers, right? I love this second point. Don't be scared off by an untraditional past, okay? All right, you guys, hey, hope share this with some people. Share this with people that you think might need it in some way, shape, or form. Part three is coming at you tomorrow, and we'll move on to some other things after that. But yeah, this just struck me, you know, when I read it, and then I saw it posted online from somebody else, and I just thought it was very kind of universal that this could be shared with a lot of different people. Okay? All right, you guys, keep smiling. Hey, when you get knocked down, look around, pick somebody else up as you're pushing off the ground and getting back up on your feet. Take somebody else with you, right? And just keep smiling, keep moving forward, and keep doing whatever you got to do, right? Keep taking care of yourself and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.